This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just don't know for Browns fans that they've ever needed like some sort of powwow with the organization, because I think there's still a lot of love for players in this town. Like I know people still love Wyatt Teller and Joel Bitonio and Denzel, and I know despite some of the annoyance this week, everybody still loves, a fair amount of people still love Miles, but it just feels like there's this chasm between Browns fans and the team, or the organization, not the team, but the organization. And it really feels like that started at the beginning of the season with Deshaun and the stubbornness and keep playing him. But then 3-14 turned into a Miles trade request. And I don't know if you get the same read. It's not apathy. For a minute, I thought
definitely,
it was apathy.
I think for a minute it was apathy, and now it's turned into something different.
Yeah, like I don't even think we're at anger. I think we're at like visible rage.
But it's almost like a unifying front between Browns fans and just the idea that we all just don't like the front office right now.
Yeah, I don't even think it's just the front. I think it's just the whole thing.
We can group them all together.
Well, yeah, because I think 30% of our audience is going to take a swing at the Haslams. 50% are going to take it at Andrew, and then maybe 10 or 15% are going to take it at Kevin. And so it's interesting, you know, this. I made a comment earlier, and I really do believe this, that I continue to say the greatest sin is not having to move on from Myles Garrett. It isn't. Or Denzel, or any of these guys whom we all love. Mm-hmm. It's not. The greatest sin is being stubborn and either compromising his value or wasting time this offseason continuing to perpetuate this myth that you are a quarterback away. And I think the reason, like, if we start to...
Well, they're clinging to it, Nick.
Yeah, well, but if you start to expend assets, whether that's financial amount, whether that's draft collateral, any of it, if you start to expel energy and assets into one direction, and then you get to a point where you don't have a choice but to trade for Miles, you will have started your offseason in one direction and had to pivot in a way that I think will cost you time on the back end in a rebuild.
Right, but I think they're going to cling to it. They're going to cling to the idea that Miles isn't gone, and it's going to be very damaging if they go down this road. I agree with you 100%. It's going to be very damaging, and they should pick a lane sooner than later, but if you made me guess what they do, I would guess they don't. I would guess because Andrew Berry knows the moment that he trades Miles Garrett, he's got, unless he's been told, you got 3 or 4 years to figure this out, and I just don't know that he has, then his job is done. It's over. It's gone.
Also, Robert saying, wouldn't that be something if Miles Garrett showed up at a Washington Wizards game sitting courtside with Jaden Daniels? I don't think he wants to get traded that bad. I don't think he would.
For a Wizards game?
Yeah, that he would go and subject himself.
What punishment Washington Wizards basketball yes. is right now?
Yeah, like, I think...
No, I'd watch the Washington Generals right now before I'd watch the Washington Wizards.
I would watch anything before I'd watch the Washington
Wizards. Are you even watching the game tonight?
Hell no. No. And if they lose, I'm going to completely forget about it by tomorrow morning. I'll be on.
You'll be rage tweeting tonight if they lose.
Absolutely not.
You'll be rage tweeting. No. Start DeAndre Hunter season. No. That's something along those lines.
The Wizards cannot ruin my vibes right now. They are that immaculate. But I do think the Browns are missing an opportunity. You know, they're so busy in trying to control the narrative and suggest to media members how they should be perceiving this and telling everybody they're going to be in the playoffs next year. And trying to craft an air, they
just haven't made peace with it yet, Nick.
Well, I think that's fair.
They'll get there.
The problem is they're trying to, I think, force the narrative around town.
I think they're trying to figure out whether or not people will buy into it.
Yeah.
And I would say the early returns suggest that people aren't buying into it. People know that they backed themselves into this corner. And I think maybe they're waiting for the market to give them a gift or something to give them a gift that can get them out of the situation that they found themselves in. But me and you, we've seen this movie. They're not going to get a gift.
I just think they're missing a golden opportunity that is right at their feet. Because the fans are disenchanted. And it's not with Wyatt. It's not with Joel. It's not with anybody but that quarterback. Right? It's not, maybe a little bit with Miles now, but it's with the organization. And so if you look like you would actually take control of your fate, and that does mean doing a painful thing, and that is having an auction for Miles Garrett's contract and sending him off to somewhere else. That's a painful decision,
yeah,
but it's an adult decision.
It would be, but I think there's no going through it right now. I don't want to kill him on this yet because we haven't seen it play out.
Well,
you know, I mean, and the idea that maybe tomorrow we end up with a Miles Garrett trade and then I'd be sitting being like, oh, wow, I really hammered them and they knew what they were doing. We haven't seen that yet. I'm not sure how long they're willing to take this. I don't know, but I think this last week surprised them in a big way. I don't think they realized just how vocal Miles Garrett would get on this, and that's where they were wrong.
Which, again, it is another instance of them refusing to admit what might go wrong.
You don't make those comments at the Senior Bowl unless you really do believe that Miles is not going to go public with it, and you think that Miles is just behind the scenes having a hissy fit, and he doesn't actually believe it. I would bet so much money that they were shocked that he's been this out in the public and this aggressive with how he wants to be traded.
I actually would lean closer to the side that they're not shocked and that they...
Well, why would they make the comments at the Senior Bowl then if they weren't...
Because if they have to trade Miles Garrett, they want Miles to look like the bad guy.
I just don't think they ever thought he would go and do it this way.
Why? Have they not paid attention to Miles' public stances previously?
They clearly didn't, because he 2 weeks after he went crazy and not crazy, but 2 weeks after he went very vocal, they then got him on HBO in a very public platform saying everything is great and everything is awesome.
I want to know when that photo was taken. I want to know when that exact,
like when
they filmed that.
They got him from upset to not upset in the blink of an eye, seemingly. I would bet they thought they could do it again.
Yeah, and I just think that would be probably one of their biggest miscalculations to date, which would be pretty wild, all things considered.
That's how it operates. But every time they feel like they can surprise you with ineptitude and miscalculating, they do it again.
But you know, I'm not a trade Miles Garrett guy. I'm half of my fury in all of this is that it's gotten to this point, and that it's gotten to a point where you need a Hail Mary at quarterback, and now you're trying to. I think there's a big push of trying to sell Shador as a savior. I think that's why you're seeing certain people push the, hey, Shador's still on the table stuff.
Which, by the way, is not me. I need to just let everyone know that.
Because
you guys know I love Shador and I think Shador is great. But this, if you're going to trade Miles Garrett, then you just don't go down that road.
But I think if you needed to, I think this whole thing needs a recalibration. And if you want to call that tanking, I don't think that's what's necessary here. If you want to call that a rebuild, probably closer. I think a retool's probably selling it a little too light. I think you still got some really good football players here, by the way. This is not your cabinet is bare. You probably need two drafts, though, to get it exactly where it should be. And that includes getting the quarterback and being able to kind of hit turbo mode and start winning consistently. But you've got an absolute PR win here. Once you move on from Miles, should that be what happens? I mean, how do you not just re-sign Nick Chubb, which there's football precedence to do?
I think the expectation should be out there that they would.
Well, so you're going to go from the financial side of things. I think from the football side of things, the offense, if I'm going to give any quarterback or any of the way that the offense played last year the benefit of the doubt, because the O-line was not good, I'm going to give Nick Chubb that same benefit of the doubt. And now we're going back to the blocking scheme that he was his most successful in Cleveland. So with Mike Bloomgren, the Bloom Diddler, as some are calling him, it's me. I'm calling
just you.
Him that.
Just you. You're calling him that.
Not just me.
Has it caught on? Has Bloom Diddler caught on?
I see it everywhere. Yeah. I see it everywhere. It's in the streets. You know, it's taken off like wildfire.
But easy on those mentions.
It starts with the football premise, which is you're going back to the wide zone blocking scheme that I think really favors any running back, let alone a guy who maybe wasn't the guy he was 3 years ago. So the football stuff, I think, checks out.
Well,
the circumstance changes. And then, I mean, I don't know anyone who's going to be upset. Hey, Nick Chubb's back for at least one more year on a $3 million deal. Right?
It's the win, but it's not... it's not going to be enough for people to be like, thank God the Browns did this.
I think you're underestimating how much Nick Chubb pulls in this town.
I think you're underestimating what 3-14 and what this offseason did to people if you think that's going to be enough to go ahead and get people satisfied.
No. But it's the thing that people can focus on and cling to hope for next year. You need a familiar face. If you're moving off the absolute...
we're in agreement he's going to come back. He should come back if you do that move. If you go and move off of Miles, we're both in agreement that that is a logical thing. But it's also not going to be awesome when you're winning four games to be like, okay, great, Nick Chubb is out there. That's going to be enough for me on my Sunday.
Yeah, I think it might carry more water. If Nick Chubb is a functional back this year, he absolutely can be part of your... don't you love the Browns conversation again? Because he is the ultimate Brown. He's more of the heir apparent to belovedness in this town to Joe Thomas than Miles is.
Okay, but here's what I don't want to have happen, and I think this is important. I don't want them to then parade Nick around as if everything can just be forgotten. I don't want them to use Nick as their meat shield for why they failed in such a spectacular way. And I feel like they would swerve into that. They would swerve into the idea, well, we brought you back, Nick Chubb. Everything is awesome. Everything's great. Love us. Adore us still. And I think enough fans will be happy that Nick Chubb is back. But using Nick Chubb as your meat shield, I think is just, I think that's an awful tactic if that's the route that they go. And that is the route that they'll probably go.
I think you're going to win four games regardless. So you might as well lean into, hey, can Nick Chubb do this again? We're excited. We're going to go back to an offense. It's Chubb. It's Ford, Thunder, Lightning. Like, I think that's at least sellable. Whereas if you're moving on from Miles and in a absolute gory blow-by-blow in the public eye divorce, and then you move on from Nick Chubb, like, fans do need jerseys to wear. Like,
no, yeah, and I agree. I don't think they're going to move off of Nick Chubb. I mean, it makes too much sense that for $3-5 million, whatever the cost is, you get to bring back a fan favorite. You get to bring back somebody that everyone across the city absolutely loves. I just hate the idea that they're not bringing it back with great football intentions. They're doing it with the idea of, we messed up here, so this is going to be our eraser over here, and it's going to be used as Nick Chubb.
Oh, see, I don't think of it as the eraser. I think it's as a small bit of atonement for every mistake from Deshaun Watson to getting Miles to a point where he's done with you. Like, it doesn't erase it, and I think you're fair on that. I think that's a very strong take. But I do think, like, all right, I'm going to give you 4-13 either way, but one's got a guy you love on this team that you can do the Batman thing with and you can do all the Nick Chubb stuff with, a familiar face, one that you trust, and you do not trust Barry and Stefanski and Dee Podesta and the Haslams right now. Give them that little bit of medicine. If it's a placebo, it's a placebo. But, like, this is one of the times where, like, I think there's a fatalistic part of this conversation. I think the record's going to be the record, and the sooner you accept that, the sooner you can start making good with Browns fans, because making good is not, it really isn't just about wins and losses. It's about stop embarrassing us. It's about stop making us ashamed to be Browns fans, because I think there's a lot of that going around with Deshaun and now with Miles. The easiest way you save yourself from shame, I know people are, and I think you've been on this as well. This thing could go all the way into June. Totally agree, it could. Save yourself 5 months of shame. Maybe I'm being too fatalistic. Save yourself 5 months of shame and allow yourself 5 months to redirect. Hey, Nick Chubb's our new guy. And then when you do take a quarterback, when you do find a quarterback, just don't get one that's an a-hole. All right. If that's Joe Flacco, it's Joe Flacco. If it's Danny Dimes,
if it's Milk Toast Dimes,
give me Milk Toast Dimes. Because the quality of quarterback doesn't really matter. Let's just get back to having a team that is more indicative of the Nick Chubbs, of the Wyatt Tellers, of the Joe Batonios, of guys that are, and that's not to say Miles isn't, by the way, but this Miles shame should be real.
Right,
you should feel the shame of this.
But why it's not going to happen in an instant is the idea that once Andrew Berry goes down that road, he knows he's counting down the hours until he doesn't have a job anymore. So he's going to try to do everything he possibly can. He's going to try to exhaust this. We don't agree with it. It's in the bad. It's not in good interest for the Browns, but he's going to try to exhaust this, and he's going to milk the clock on this one, because the moment he waves the white flag, excuse me, the moment he waves the white flag and surrenders is the moment that he's out of a job.
I think the other part of this to what you're saying is, I think there needs to be some sort of an all hands on deck. Hey, we know what trading Miles means. We love Miles. We're sorry it got a little sloppy. You tried to do that with Andrew Berry at the end of the regular season, and clearly it didn't work because Miles asked for a trade. And so being able to say, being able to honestly say to your fans, instead of trying to sell PSLs in the new building, fans will accept. If you say, hey, I think our contention window is kind of closed here for a minute. We've got to do some things to fortify this team. This is still a very patient town. For all the yelling we do, this is an incredibly patient town. Fans will ride with you, but you got to have...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I have a face to that. And that face has got to be familiar. It's got to be somebody you trust. It's got to be Nick Chubb. 216-474-0092. Does a rebuild, would a rebuild be more palatable if the Browns brought back Nick Chubb? Scott, Joe, Barry, David, Matt, Joe, Scott, Barry, David, you guys coming up on 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I'm looking at it from the Browns lens of let's take it easy on change for we might have to trade Miles, and that might lead to a Denzel trade, that might lead to a Wyatt trade. So let's at least give them something familiar as we start to churn over this roster for the first meaningful time with core players, and maybe make good on what feels like a bit of a lie, right? When Andrew Berry was asked about it on whatever June 6th or 7th of this year, I don't envision us moving on from any of our core pieces. Well, If you got to give something up to move forward, you might as well get something as well for fans. But I think the price point, the second that I realized, I think Nick might be lucky to get $3 million on $3 or $4 million as a running back, I felt like it was just like, all right, just do that. The fans are miserable. I don't know anybody knows.
On that note, it won't matter. The money won't matter at the end of the day if you're really going through a rebuild. But if you go down that road and you're going to use Nick Chubb as the piece on the promotional poster and basically like, hey, we did this as a way of basically saying we're sorry for everything that happened that was wrong, I would charge him more of a price if I was Nick Chubb.
I just think, can you imagine if you have to trade Miles because Miles decreed it? And then you let Nick Chubb go in free agency, and he has like a Derrick Henry year next year. I don't think it's going to happen. Can you imagine where Browns fans would be and you're 3-14 again next year?
It wouldn't be great.
Would
analysis.
It took the air out of you. Wouldn't be great. 216.
I mean, you did it in such a big like movie theater theatrical way of like, can you imagine? And I'm like, yeah, no, wouldn't be great.
Yeah, the bad thing is I think we can both imagine, and that's why we're saying what
wouldn't be great.
Let's go. Scott in Brecksville, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. So
yes, sir.
My take, I mean, I agree with Miles. If he wants to play for a contender, let him play for a contender. But that being said, though, I don't know about you guys, but I've been watching this for the better part of 25 years of my life. All of my memories are from 99 onwards, and hearing the word rebuild associated with this team, it makes me want to tear my hair out of my head, because let's say for argument's sake, we do trade Miles, Denzel, we go full nuclear, we do a rebuild. How confident are we that this regime, if we decide to keep Barry or we fire them and bring in somebody else, what makes you think that this rebuild is going to work when the last 3, 4, 5 rebuilds that we tried didn't work? I'm of the opinion that we should say, Miles, we understand where you're coming from, but go kick rocks. We're going to keep you here, get the team right, get the right quarterback, whether it's taking Sanders or waiting next year to get Arch Manning, that we have a Band-Aid for Flacco or Kirk Cousins. I'd rather at least go down fighting, knowing that we're trying to win now, because that's the ultimate name of the game. And besides, I don't think any of us thought last year that Washington would make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. If they could do that with Gene Daniels, why can't we do that here?
So there's a few things there, buddy. And we appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. One, Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud are the anomalies. They're also much higher graded coming out of college than Shador is or Cam Ward is. So that's one part of it. I kind of feel like this week was the shot across the bow for people who said, tell Miles to kick rocks. He's a Cleveland Brown. I think this week was just dipping the toe in the water of how uncomfortable it can get. And I think the hold his feet to the flame, he's got a contract, folks. I think that's a lot easier to say today than it is 4 months from now, when Miles still might be making public comments, when Miles, if he hasn't relented, if he's still upset, like and it can get a lot more personal than it is right now. Like Miles, for everything,
right,
he said he still respected Andrew Berry, still respected, you know, the Browns organization. He can lose that respect. That it can get real personal real quick, and there's no need to. Like, this is, I think where we've gotten in sports is it's not 30 years ago. If a player doesn't want to play here, like.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Because Andrew Berry, the moment he trades him, Andrew Berry's going to be out of a job. I mean, it might not happen instantaneously. It might have to be a year from now after he trades him. And Andrew Berry knows that. He's not an idiot. And so that he's going to cling on to this. He's not just going to do it in a week or two.
I'm not saying you're wrong, because I do think that this is playing a part in it. And that, I think, in the end, is what infuriates me most.
I can tell it's what infuriates you the most, and
because
it's holding us. It's holding all of us back.
Yeah, you know, it's holding us. It's holding the future of the Browns and the organization hostage.
Right.
So either Jimmy needs to get off his duff and go and say, "Hey, Andrew, just so you know, we give you this license to do this, and we're going to give you a couple years," or he lets him go. This right? would be the worst time to have the future of the Browns held hostage by either Miles or Andrew. And good organizations do move through these situations all the time. And this idea, like, I just think we've gotten to a point where you're selling something that the player is not buying. So understand that. Be respectful of the player. Be respectful of yourself. And be respectful of just plain out logic. I had some place I was going to go, but then you said that thing and I kind of blacked out for a minute. Joe in Richfield, welcome to the show.
Hey, some pure for Myles Garrett. What year did he rip off Mason Rudolph's helmet and hit him in the head?
That's 2019.
What year was that?
It's 2019.
Right. What year did the idiot crash his car into a ditch and probably take himself out for about six games?
I think that was about 2022. I believe he played for a little bit more than that, though.
Yeah, but he played at about 50%. Trade him off, take the draft picks, give them to Andrew Berry, let him screw him up, and then have the Browns fade into anonymity. That's the only good thing for this team.
Well, Joe,
that's all I have to say.
You were succinct, and thank you for harshing our mellow here on a Friday.
You called him an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's a little out of pocket.
That felt very personal. Like,
yeah, and
like,
it's
Miles
not.
Is trying to make a decision his best interest at this point.
Like, I continue to come back to, if we're going to start hurling insults, there's an obvious place to hurl them at. And I just,
it's called Twitter.
I'll be honest with you. Andrew Berry hasn't damn near broken his ankle for you, the fans. Kevin hadn't done that. The Haslams haven't done that. These are people who have enriched themselves coming to our town and making money off of our favorite team. Miles has put sweat equity into this. I'll just be honest. Joe, love you, buddy. Appreciate you calling us. That's flat out disrespectful. I cannot tolerate. And I have said some things about Miles that I've since not been a huge fan of. That I've said, you know what, maybe I went too hard on Miles. So I'm not saying that I'm above this kind of thing. I've gotten passionate about it too. But like, let's try and remain respectful of a guy who he's being the reasonable one in an unreasonable situation where he's been put through the ringer and he's put his ass on the line for us physically. More than anybody else that we're talking about in this power dynamic.
Yeah, but that is truth to the idea that this week did a number for a lot of fans when it came to Miles. Everyone thought that Miles had the upper hand here. We just took a call that a guy called him an idiot.
216-474-0092. Barry, David, Matt, Travis, more from you guys. More on the NFL, most compelling, usually leads to most complaining. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.